ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the fucking radio with Frank Gerwer, San Francisco by via Long Island, New York. Hey, Frank, were you there for Superstorm Sandy?
No, I wasn't there for Superstorm Sandy, but I was there for the blizzard of 96.
No, what was it like? Tell me.
The blizzard of 96 or Sandy?
Well, either or.
All right.
Show me some calamity in your life.
Some calamity in my life would be driving around in my mom's truck doing donuts.
You didn't have a license, correct?
Probably about that time, not yet.
Nah. So, Frank, I'm not much of an Instagram kind of guy, but I heard you've got an Instagram. What's it called? Then you take pictures of vagrants on the street? Is it like bum fights or what's going on down there?
It's just more like, hey, this is what's happening in our city, so. This is what's happening everywhere, so.
As it turns out, the rich are getting richer and the
poor just keep getting dead.
Fighting over shopping carts on the street. That's what I like to hear.
Should we throw it into a song here?
Well, the first song I'd like to hear is...
Link Ray, The Rumble.
He's the only Cherokee Indian rock star.
I did not know that.
Well, small freaking world, huh? See, Jake, you know a little bit about everything, but nothing about nothing. I like that.
Do you remember the first time you heard The Rumble?
Must have been 1982 or some shit. I heard of, like, people were telling me instrumentals and shit, and I was like, all right, and Link Ray. And I was like, well, I was addicted. He died just 2 years ago, so Cherokee pride. Indigenous Tommy Guerrero, I got a fucking Indian tattooed on my back.
Did not know that.
So now that you're out here in SF, Frank, how's your life changed?
It's been a life-changing experience here. Here, take that fucking list of songs.
It's been a life-changing experience. How? You had a shoe called the Vagrant, right? What was the Vagrant?
No, the shoe is called the Jerk, and that and that
shortly went out of business.
Oh yeah, that was like a lead balloon that flew real good.
Okay, what's music play in your life? I mean, when you want to go skating, what kind of music do you like to hear?
I'll put on some Andre Nicotina in the morning.
Dre.
Or some Mac Dre. Or I like to start the day off sometimes with a little Slayer, just some Dead Skin Mask, just on repeat, just like.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Rest in peace, Jeff Hanneman. I say it all the time. I always got to say it because he died when we were on Skate Rock last year.
Yep.
Remember that trip?
Yeah.
Frank, that Memphis, the demo that you did was pretty much one of the top shelf stuffs in my book.
That was a fun time. That was in the pit.
Oh, in the pit, Memphis. We had the fire and the cops showed up.
The cops showed up.
The fireworks. Trains and shit.
Johnny Fireball off the top with the finger flip.
How
flying tomato was that?
How do you enter a park? You go like this. You run across the top, finger flip, lunch tray, stick it in the tranny.
Yeah. Point it right at your feet and just hold. Go. Actually, the best way to start a demo is drive up. Come from the outside of the park and do that.
It's just like, well, it depends on your mom's car that you don't have a license for. Like, and you're drinking.
Oh, of course.
Without booze, why would you try something psychotic like that?
And that dude, it was actually the guy who built that ledge.
He built it himself.
He built that.
Yeah. I'm going to have my entrance right here. So.
And watch out.
No, Memphis, that was one of the highlights of the trip that we hit. We mad dogged that one show at the Gaslight.
Oh yeah, was that the one where we charged people to get into the bar that didn't need to be charged to get into the bar?
Yeah, we were hustling every angle on that one.
You need some money.
That's good, rolling with 40 deep, you instant session wherever you go, it's pretty easy.
It's like fucking Circus Olay on steroids. It's fucking nuts.
You guys want to, no.
It's like, who wants to skate this? Not me, and then all of a sudden.
I got this one guy right over there that will happily do this.
Do we got a specialist here? All right, Jaws, let's do this.
Do you mind if I kickflip backside stalefish to tail revert?
I don't mind at all, go ahead.
I would never pick that as an obscure trick selection, but hence,
why not?
Jaws, go get him. Once you make the 540, you're out.
You're out. Just get out of the bowl and let Rayborn rip.
And then we went to Mississippi, and we got kind of excommunicated from that town. So
was that the one where the fight and the cops came?
No, that one guy with the rainbow flag beer base. I love when you guys come, and he was like, we were throwing beer all over him, and he just loved it. He was obviously a blade, but. He came up. He was so happy that we were there in Oxford, Mississippi.
That was the one, Oxford.
And the guy told us, he goes, see that tree over there? That's the lynching tree. And we're like, okay, we're leaving.
I'm out of here.
Lynching tree.
Oh, we got a lynching tree? Mm-hmm. That's my cue.
So
I'm
what's out. The history of your sponsors, Frank? You started off, did you shop sponsored? What was the name of your shop in your local?
I wasn't shop sponsored. I had a sponsor called, remember Dead End Vinny?
Vinny Pont,
Vinny Raffa,
the yeah. big jovial fuck.
Yeah, the big happy guy. He was my first sponsor. He
what did he do? He gave you one board a month,
about two, and I had to drive up to upstate New York to get him.
And had to buy my own grip.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And usually the boards broke like within like the first week.
A nanosecond.
Yeah, kickflip on flat. Like, I don't know where we're making these things.
We're gonna make it, right, Jake? I don't think so. What's the name of your Dead Industries?
Yeah, that's what it was. Dead Industries.
It's like on the corner.
No, first it was Dead End.
And then it was then Dead End.
I didn't ride for him when they were Dead Industries.
No, he was like, I'm friends with Rocco. He was like, Dead Industries? It's not going to work. So then it went from...
there to the firm.
The firm.
How'd No. There, and then I was on fucking Flow for New Deal. Remember when
No
New
Deal?
Remember when they were changing, like, there was that point where, like, New Deal was almost dead. It was like, I think like the last two people on were like...
Fabrizio Santos, some Brazilian dude.
It probably wasn't even on yet.
I was out, he was in.
Yeah, I was out, exactly. I short-lived. I think it was one box.
So then they did... What was it like filming for the firm vid? You had a bunch of heavy hitters. Harvey Sarmiento.
Yeah.
How'd you fit in there? You weren't switch flip back tail and shit?
No, I didn't switch flip back tail and shit, no.
No, but those guys were like, I was like...
We had a Javier Cementos for that. And,
that's his
Rodrigo's
job.
Text.
Rodrigo's text. Wait, no, not Tex.
No, text.
Do they text in Brazil? Yeah.
If Nollie heel flip nose down hubba, I'll be there in a minute.
I'll be right... It's on. The session's over. The cops are here. Thank God.
I called the cops on myself. At Hubba.
No, that video was sick. I never understood about the brick, you know, because Lance is such an anti-violent guy, but the machine guns and the bricks and shit, I couldn't
And the graffiti?
That. Yeah.
Just going rebellious.
That's like off the chain. I mean, Lance is, you know, like I said, pretty much the most even-keeled kind of guy.
He walks the line.
Bob's part in that video was like, stupid. Oh, God.
That was stupid.
That was when he was actually like, remember he had some street 50s and shit. Like he
lip slid that fucking huge rail. And
no, he did that. And he was like, by the way, I also do this.
Oh, yeah, I could Smith grind 12 stairs and 15 stairs.
It's funny because it's 20 years ago this month that I met Bob back in Brazil. And we were sitting in the rain at his house and we were watching this video of this little boxcar cam, and I go, who the fuck is that? And he goes, that's me.
No.
Yeah. I was like, dude.
Cool.
You know, that was 94, and then 95 he came back out, and I told Tom Boyle and all those dudes, I was like, hey, there's a guy coming that's better than all of you. And he's like, there's nobody better than us. I was like, all right. He learned on concrete, so you might think about that.
You might want to fucking take a double take. You know what? Fucking Bob went fucking ballistic in that. On that corner, you know that fucking weird.
No, that one round out corner, yeah. Ollie off the ladle.
Ollie, that's what I'm talking
about. From disaster.
The ladle. Yeah.
Sounds like we know we're the same. We're on the same wavelength here.
Hey, dude, the dude's a maniac. Loop, no top. Loop,
grind the bar.
Grind the bar.
Switch the loop.
Then fucking
cooked up an omelet on the way down in the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
The only one that I was kind of disappointed was base jump fly out.
Yeah,
I kind of wish he held on to the board.
No, that's what I'm saying. He cooked up an omelet on the way down. They should have at least had a jump ramp down at the bottom.
Right, just to try to get back into it.
Oh, I couldn't pull it.
Yeah, but at least tried it. Like
back Smithers, digging.
Like, just picture him tracking in his like fucking his like squirrel suit, just aiming for the thing. Just like, all right, here we go. Method.
It's cool, right?
One's for the Lord.
His dad told me, I was in Brazil one time, and his dad came up to me and goes, Bob, he doesn't ride for Anti-Hero anymore. He rides for the firm. Bob's a Christian. And I was like, cool. I've seen the dark side.
Yeah.
I know Bob.
You don't have to fool me.
So then after that, the firm kind of went sour, or you just left, or you got the call from Julian said, hey.
No. I
you moved to SF.
I was in SF and I was riding for the Firm for a while, and I just knew that
you have the tat.
I got the tat. Yeah,
the Firm.
La
tat.
Familia.
You can't cross that shit out.
No, I wouldn't want to.
Never.
No, that's OG shit. That's fucking, that's Mountain right there.
It's Cyril Lance. He lives right next door to Phil Spector, where he killed that girl.
Right, and that Phil Spector house is, his mom's house is across, and then his house used to be right next to it. And right. Then the Firm used to be out of that.
I heard when he zinged his board, he was afraid to go over there because he might get shot.
No, I've seen him hop the fence. He wasn't scared of Phil Spector.
So then you got the call of the Eagle. What was that like? That must have been a pretty...
That was fun. I was stoked.
Well, you were parking cars in North Beach, and I remember seeing you at on Cap's Corner. I was like, hey. Yeah.
What's this dude doing?
He's like going through my ashtray looking for roaches.
Just looking for a roach or two. I don't know. What do you got in there? Just loose change, a roach, sodas in the back. Altoids.
So what was your first trip on the anti-hero? Where'd you go? What, I mean, was it a road trip? Back then, they used to do a lot more road trips. Doesn't seem like Julian's doing a lot of road work nowadays.
We still get on the road. But I think the first thing, like the introduction was I went on a Spitfire trip and a real trip for a while. Like, even while I was on the Firm, I was just...
Was Fatboy Mickey driving?
No, we had Ferris at that time.
Phil, no, the Ferris that doesn't scare us?
No, the Ferris that scares us.
He got lit up. It was in Vice magazine. His face all leaking blood. Yeah,
that's that was New York. That was that guy wanted to kill us.
He wanted to kill us. That's the thing about antiheroes. Like we had to prove ourselves wherever we went. So there wasn't like a question like it.
Funny part about that one was, okay, that started. I was in the club and I had to go to the bathroom and I fucking trying to take a piss. Got a piss. I was like, fuck it, and I went to kick the bathroom door open, but when I kicked it, it was a single bathroom door, and it, I'm not strong or anything, it was just a weak-ass door, and it flew off the hinge, and like one hinge held it, and this chick is like pulling her pants up, like, ah, ah, ah. So she grabs me, and the security guard's running, she's trying to break into the bathroom, this and that, so Ferris finds out, he's like, oh, one of the boys is in trouble, and he goes to attack one of the fucking security guards, but this guy's like 6'6", 240 pounds, and the dad just does like the fucking Miyagi, just throws him off to the side, and then he just threw him once right into a meter, and his head's all...
I'm leaking. Ooh, hey, I'm leaking.
That's going to leave a mark. Frank, let's go. It looks like he's beating me up. He's just helping me get off the ground.
Those little street nights, nobody ever forgets those. Oh. I'm sure glad it's gone.
What? Hey, by the way, I dropped you on your head last night. Oh, okay, don't worry about
it. Is that me?
That was Dog Boy coming back from the bar. So next morning, my fucking head was killing me. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. I went to pick you up, and you were so light, I threw you over my shoulder, and you landed on your head.
Well, you weigh 115 pounds soaking wet, right, yeah. Frank? You and Pete pretty much have the same body type. Pete, yeah. Raymond Dougal.
The Dougler.
Yeah, that's your money, man. That's your new skate buddy. Well, he's always has.
Yeah, he's one. Not so new. Just he's always been my bud.
I just got news on Wheels Up on the Thrash and Burn. We're going to do this summer. That's pretty hard to top that trip, huh?
No, it's going to be better than fucking... The last one, we went to fucking Amsterdam and all that shit.
Hamsterdam. put hamster
in. Hamster in there. You remember that fucking fakie flip K-Wops
did? K-Dubs did. Then they had that one dude, Nassim, he does a mother trick. I was like, Kyle already fakie flipped it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the mag.
I was like, wait, come on, dude.
Was it a switch heel?
Yeah, aluminum stairs, some bullshit.
Some weird landing.
And that was when you walked over to the boat.
Yeah, we did the Cirque du Soleil pipe walk from the ship. Yeah,
back and forth. I'm like, I got this.
Should we throw another song on? What do we got next?
Yeah, what's it? Well, the next song. Let me see. It's not John Lennon.
Okay. No, they shot that guy.
Ram Jam. Oh, Black Betty.
Ram a lamb. Whoa, Black Betty. Ram a lamb. Black Betty gone wild. Ram a lamb.
Song. Do it. And I went back.
Way back.
Going back into the 70s, that's one of my favorites.
What was one of the fucking songs in high school you turn up, put the A-track in?
More Than a Feeling, because I was in high school in fucking 1943, so things changed. It was digital then. Boston put out a new record, didn't sell so good.
Not so much.
It's not so popular.
It was like right in the time when like nobody knew if Rush was good or Rush was bad.
Rush is never going to be on the radio show too. Yeah. Working Man, suck it.
No, call me the working
man. They're also Canadian too. So any strike two.
You know, I thought that was a chick singing for
that's Heart.
Yeah.
That's another band.
No, totally. I thought that was a chick for so long, and then I thought it was the chick from fucking
Beetlejuice?
No, she's got the black hair, and she's from the Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is found.
I thought it was her for the longest time, doing it like in a completely different
band.
By
the way, I'm in this other band.
Yeah.
I saw Paul Kantner just yesterday. I condensed Celebrity Sucker Punch on him. He was ordering coffee in front of me at Cafe Trieste in North Beach, and he had a cane, and nobody knew who he was, but of course, Felbright.
Yeah, spotted him.
One pill makes you liar,
and the other
makes you small.
Did you hit him with like an obscure like?
No, I was gonna play him off like
he
would have remembered it too much. Like, yes, as a matter of fact, I am in the Rock and Roll Hall. Shut the fuck up.
I did a painting about it. Check it
where's
out.
Where's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Cleveland,
Ohio.
Let's try that again. Why would you ever go there? I'd rather go to Gary, Indiana, because that's the birthplace of Michael Jackson.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well,
I think Detroit should be. I mean, wouldn't you think? I mean, it is the Rock City.
Well, no, it's what is it? MC Motor City. It's the Motor City.
Yeah, it's not Rock. Detroit Rock City is also
that's song.
Yeah,
because MC5 and the Stooges, you know, all that. But that's Rock City. But then.
Motor City, the Big
like,
Five, GM.
Well, Pontiac is like, we're going to name our car Pontiac after the Indians that we decimated. That's fun.
Of course, let's call one a Cherokee while we're at it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, let's do that.
What's to call it Denali? What's Denali mean? It's the highest peak in North America. It's,
what does a car have something to do with that? Nope.
Cars?
Denali it is.
Remember that one time the guy got in there with no shirt?
Oh, San Diego?
Yeah, San Diego. He got no shirt on. He jumps the fence, gets into a tank.
And tries to backlip a jersey barrier on the day. Or front feeble it. I think he tried to front feeble the jersey
barrier.
I'm
going to knock down this whole freeway right here. Check this out. Bang, bang. He forgot to lock the door. He'd still be in that shit.
It's stupid.
But they open it up. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, we got him. Oh.
Like, shooting fish in a barrel.
So you're the boss and you say, hey, how does it? Asshole, some street person get into a tank on my watch. He's like, you're fired.
Or how about this? Hey, Sarge, turn the news on. Was that a fucking Sherman tank on the fucking freeway? That's my tank.
Who taught this guy how to ride?
Maybe some MP drinking coffee, smoking a cigarette in the corner.
He's like, hey, you know. Oh shit.
Yeah. Am I going to get court-martialed?
No.
I don't think.
Okay, so now when you're on the road with the anti-hero team, what's it like? I mean, is it just fun and games? Or, like, obviously you guys spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like? John's driving.
It's random. Like, you know, it's just like a high school road trip. Like, you set out for one thing, but on the way there, a whole slew of different shit actually happens.
Right.
So, it's a crapshoot.
You never know what you get.
No.
It's raining. Let's go to Haley.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How's the snow right now? All right, we should go to Haley.
That way. Yeah. They like us up there.
They do though.
No, they do. They like it when we leave town. That's the best part.
I think they like when we show up for like the first
minute. Hey. Yeah. Ooh. You guys can't stay here.
Oh. Well,
hear that? That's a shotgun. Oh shit. We gotta leave.
Fucking, I think they like it when Hewitt shows up because they, you know, like
pizza legend.
Yeah, pizza legend. So
Pete enters the Masters division now. I was like, come on, Pete. I know. I wears glasses. Pete's getting old. Jake, you should talk, but no, Pete. Seriously,
we're all getting up there.
No, age and values. What's the next song? It's gonna have to be Van Halen, Señorita.
You're in trouble again, and I can't get free. And we're back again.
No, and as it turns out, that song we actually made it through. It's not Van Hagar, which is Diamond Dave, the only Jewish rock star, aside from, Dion and the Belmonts? No.
No,
who cares? Joe Satriani, he's not Jewish. Jordan, who's Jewish? Gene Simmons, he's just a comic figure. We were just talking about that. Yeah. 7 foot tall in spiked heels. He just takes Polaroids of the chicks that he could have boned because he's 65. Smoking Levitra.
With some fucking high boots on.
You know you want it. You don't have to flaunt it.
Oh, fuck. I was going to fucking say something. I fucking forgot.
No, isn't that the
worst? What were
we just
talking about?
What were
before we? Gene. See?
Road trips.
Oh, yeah. Road trips. Well.
No, remember the road trip we were swimming in the fountain up in Luzanne? That was good.
The chessboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fucking good one. That was that Geneva?
That was in Luzanne.
It was Switzerland.
Right there. Like, there's the field and all the tourists are all taking pictures of all us. Like,
you're in your boxer shorts just getting out of the fucking
cowboy
lake.
Just like I got cowboy bad. I got to wash this off.
Cradle Boy came up to Julian and I, Tony and I in Marseille right after the fucking Switzerland one, after the Cradle contest, and he just fucking turns to Tony. He's like, fuck you guys, your team sucks, all they do is drink and they don't fucking skate, you're never allowed back at our park. Tony's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, that was when we knew Benji Galloway was a clown, because he did place high in the contest, but then he had all the money and we're all like, come on, buy beers. He goes, I'm putting this shit in the bank. We're like, fuck you, see you later.
Zut.
We'll take your park, we'll burn it down. And then remember that time we were at the Goofy versus Regs contest, and the lady came up to goes, you don't remember us, do you? And I was like,
we are the ones from the Cradle
where you burned our ramp down.
They were in the jacuzzi. And that's fucked up, because I went and the girl, when I walked up to the jacuzzi, the girls are like, oh, you don't remember us? And I was like, no.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was so bad. They're like, so no, bad. You burnt down our park, you're an asshole. Fuck you. Come up to Austria and fuck our shit.
No, we went straight. First off, we went straight to Bologna, and then.
Oh, you dropped
it
and.
Dropped in, ate it. And ate then it. We know the Tony, bomb.
Tony had the pipe.
Tony blew it out, of course.
Both of them went over the Cradle.
And then Tony did the loop over the inside.
Yeah, around the backside.
And Petey got smoked trying to do it. He got wheel bike coming down the inside and got.
Grinded the inside of the pipe
on
the way
inside,
up.
Outside. Yeah, then we're there at the contest. We're at the park, and these dudes are like, yeah, Slayer and Motorhead are playing right there. Next.
That was fucking insane. And it was, dude, we were behind the stage, like directly behind the stage, listening to it, like front row, just with our backs up against the fence.
Looking at our sleeping bags over there in the parking lot.
With like, that fucking dark home we built.
No, we had our own little throne, little spot with the.
That was fucking
and
sick.
And threw the battery and just boof, almost blew my head off. Yeah, sleeping in the bushes.
150,000 people on one side of the fence, and like us dudes, like all 20 of us outside, just rocking so hard to the fucking what all those dudes paid for.
What they paid for, we got better. But you must come to Bologna. It is the best. We went there. We're like, whoa, this is some heavy shit. I'm glad we have Trujillo.
Yeah. I still got the, remember we crushed the coins up on the train tracks?
On the train.
On the Euros.
I had one from Memphis, too, because we did the train tracks. We were all throwing rocks at the train. How many songs are we in? We're in three now.
Three? Should we hit up another one?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to play Black Sabbath, Into the Void, Frank. You know.
Rocket engines burning fuel so fast.
So then, how you've been pro now for, who's your shoe sponsor? Well, those don't look like skateboard shoes.
No, these are my dog walking shoes. Good for my
What's
back.
What's your dog's
I'm old.
Name?
Roscoe.
Roscoe P. Coltrane?
Yeah, he's the new hot accessory for, was it 2014?
Is it a pocket pit? Like you take it out, like, look, it's a pit bull.
No, he's like a wannabe pit bull. He's just like a Jack Terrier.
Does he shake all the time?
No, he doesn't shake.
I love when those little fucking chihuahuas, it's always like shaking.
I'm going to piss myself. No, my dude's tight. He fucking kills rats and fucking.
He's a terrier.
Yeah, he's just bred to do it.
Hey, so you put him in the hall.
Go, go, go.
And he brings it to you, sits it at your feet, like, see?
It's fucking amazing. He snaps their necks and then just sits in front of them and smiles. Like hey, I broke that toy.
How you like that?
Like that. Let's get another one going. See, that's what I was bred to do.
Well, do you have a board sponsor? Do you have a shop sponsor?
No, I don't have a shop sponsor.
Say it, DLX.
Oh, yeah, DLX, SF. I mean, that's my whole.
Can we?
Can we do a? I'd like to do a shout out to.
Shouts out to
Jimmy
Dragon
T.
Optical, and Wahoo's Fish Tacos.
Yeah, Wahoo's Swiss Super Pop Energy Drink.
If you could do one trick on Vert, what would it be?
Oh, it'd be some kind of fucking hand plant or eggplant or something.
An egg.
It would be an egg. It would be like Mountain or Gons.
The Gons one?
It would be the Gons one.
The one that was in Power Edge?
The one where he stops and turns it and then brings it back in.
Pushes off the wall and says, by the way, it's a front side air.
Yeah. No, or the land or the Mountain where he goes completely upside down and sucks his arm up.
Yeah.
And then puts it down. Oh. I think that would be the fucking... if you could get upside down, you probably could do an air. So,
well, more than likely. Yeah. Well, that's the precursor to... If you can do that, you could probably do an air.
Yeah, so I'd rather just go right up on an arm.
What's the biggest air you ever did?
I think I cleared the coping by like a millimeter. Like the axle nut.
So you could see it in the pictures. Like the,
no, there was no photo taken. Oh, no.
No, in my mind. In my mind,
it was like over the channel.
It was 7 foot alley-oop. It was me and Phillips, Lance... Gator was there.
When I landed, I was like, man, I asked Gabe, I was like, how high was that? He's like, woo. I was like, felt way higher.
What's it like working with Gabe? Gabe's the best photographer out there. He should have to take a photo.
Oh, man. It's great working with him because you know the photo is going to come out.
And he knows what he's doing. He could say, don't do that, Frank. Quit bailing that.
You know what the nicest part about Gabe shooting with Gabe is, like, if he goes... You know, if I was 5 years younger, I would have done it. And you got to look at him and be like, yeah, he would have.
Well, as it turns out, he went up there to do Wallenberg, and you ended up kick-flipping it.
That was the day, yeah. Right, but so he got robbed, though.
He got robbed or he got rinsed?
He got both. He got rinsed a couple times, and then he got robbed a bunch.
What, he just washed out or wheel bite? I mean, went.
I think most of them were like a wash and then a couple of pitches. Yeah, but the washes were the...
But that was when he was bigger. Now that he's 2,000 miles a day on a bicycle, he's...
Oh, yeah. That was a thicker game. This is
a thicker game. A whole different unit we're running with here.
Yeah, this... We bring the Roland and the new Gabe there.
Done deal.
Yeah, I'm claiming five.
When you kickflipped it, I mean, how many times did you try it before you stuck it?
I think it was like five or six. But it was like an hour and a half.
Obviously, you said, I'm going to kickflip it. I mean, you have to commit to doing something like that. Yeah. It was kind of like a joke at the beginning.
Yeah, no. Well, Gabe was like over trying it. And I said, I'll try to ollie it if you try another kickflip. And then I ollied.
No, he was going to ollie it.
Yeah. I said, I'll give an ollie a go if you give it another ollie, you know, just to try to like
hype it
take
up.
I'll take the hit. So I ollied it and did the fucking, I hung up in a backsmith like.
On the last thing
and rode away. And I was like, holy shit.
This is easy.
No, I did not think that at all. I was like, well, that was goofy. I made it. So he tried a couple more. And then he's like, I'm over it. I was like, fuck, I'll try to kickflip it if you try a couple more. And then that's how it started.
And then you got, I mean, the first few were like, what?
The first one was like a Hail Mary jump. You know, like,
right.
And then I think the one, there's the phone. Let me shut that off.
It's probably Lance Mountain calling, talking.
He probably wants me to get back on the firm. He's like, yeah, I heard you've been doing good.
You going to skate in my pool?
Yeah, no, so I think one hit my feet and I landed on it. And I was like, oh, this could be possible.
This could turn.
Yeah.
It was in October of 2002, I think. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
After the events of September 11th. God bless her soul.
You know, funny thing was, I met my girlfriend a week before that.
And remember, I remember that night where there was a party over
at
the
ramp. Fucking the ramp, and I didn't even get hammered.
Right, because you were so elated from it.
I honestly didn't want to blow it with drinking. I was actually stoked you called me up. I got that king for a day. The Burger King
in the article in the mag. Yeah,
yeah, I was so amped.
I interviewed Jacob Sleeping. It's like,
yeah, I remember like I answered the phone and I'm like, Jacob Sleeping, and you're like, you want fucking something? And I was like, oh, this is about the, because I didn't know. I was like, right, this is about the
why would Jake call me? Yeah, like, probably something to do with the mag.
Yeah, yeah. Or all right, what did I do? All right, I'm about to get a fucking tongue lashing for something, but it turns out it was wasn't a tongue lashing.
You see the shit now. The kid, DJ, that kid switched backside flipped it. That's like...
Oh, that was stupid. You know, I was there for that whole rigmarole.
The whole rigmarole. Yeah. You saw the whole
costume. I saw the whole weirdness go down.
The whole weirdness is like, what? It's the... you now. Like, no.
Yeah, it was like, you now. No, you now.
No,
and then,
you can't do it.
No, you got to do it. No, I want to do it. But why won't they let me do it?
It's like,
and then I'll just take you out.
Just to stay at, go to the Opera House and see if you can do if you can do it.
The fucking nutty part about it is you can watch. You're like, Forrest is still getting the props for the switch flip as DJ Switch backside flip. Like, everybody's his glory isn't even fully at its peak. Like, as he's given the like second high five, like DJ's
like, by the way, you're looking the other way. Oh. I got this trick.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Gons is when he ollies it, he does that 180 after it because he's so jubilant. He's like,
boing.
I got this. I can't believe it. I just took both my shins on that last.
Let me hold on to this right to the last second and bail.
Is it a front side grab? Ooh, that's going to hurt. You know, Mark, he never gets hurt. He's never broken no bones. He's never. It's like, come on, knock, knock. We love you, Mark, you know.
Marcus. We're driving down fucking Market, Milligan and I doing something, and he hits the brakes real quick, Matt's driving, and all of a sudden Mark comes cutting in front of the car, didn't even know it was like, you know, he don't care.
Skateboard
trash.
They're
just skateboarding around, and he does one of those, you know how he does those punches, and he punches right across the front of the car, and we were like, oh my God, we almost just hit the fucking gun.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, did you see that?
Hey, those are my favorite gone sightings.
The randoms. You're like, he's in a coffee shop with a beret on.
we're driving down 3rd, Gabe and I, and we're like, look at this fucking maniac driving against traffic on the shoulder, reading a newspaper with like a bunch of stuff under his arm. And then the newspaper drops, and it's Mark. And then he puts the newspaper back up, and he just keeps riding. I was like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
I remember the first time he showed me texting. He was like, he's texting in traffic, going against traffic. He's all, I can text, switch 360 flip while he was texting. I was like, some people are just born of that. I guess that's a little bit story.
That's why there's only one gone.
Frank, what do you got to say about the mag? Thrasher Magazine is what?
The best. The only mag. It's the only mag that I read.
How did it happen?
I'd say good people behind, good product.
Simple. But, I mean, it's like it's a lifestyle. That's what's so weird. People ask
That's
me,
what
you know,
the good people are.
Right. Well, then the best people I ever met in my life were skater people. So it's like not DJs or, you know, graffiti artists or whatever crap. It's like skaters. You skate, I skate, we skate great.
Yeah. That's like the community of skating is so rad. Like, you know, you could be like anywhere and just to be like, catch a good vibe with a skater, and the next thing you know, you're at his house for a week or with his hanging with his crew, barbecuing, skating all their spots, and
that's the best thing about skating for sure.
Just
okay,
the homies.
This is it. The last song. What's
let's
it gonna be?
Let's fucking take him out. Let's get some fate.
Let's give him this only one. His name is Kim Ruz, and his band is Merciful Fate. The name of the song is "Come to the Sabbath."
I don't have the voice. I don't have the chops for it.
You don't have the 8-octave range. That helps. Yeah. Well, that's Thrasher Radio coming at you, coming in. Frank Gerwer, thanks for coming in from the City by the Bay. Well, you live here. Unfortunate.
I'm going to go back to the City by the Bay. Thanks for having me. It was good. I'll come down anytime.
Anytime, Frank. Thanks again for your insight and whatnot. Once again, Thrasher Radio, off the air. We'll see you next time. I'm going to Brazil, so maybe you might have some other shit on the inside, and hope I make it back alive. But until then, Frank's going to hold down the SFCA.
All right, I'll be here. Jordy, thanks for doing this for us.
Let's do it.
Peace.